Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Bourque. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The first baseman, Tim McCarver. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Wise. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a pop-up towards first. Bourque settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Brock scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torre. The throw from Rudolph and he is safe. Torre steals second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone strikes out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cardinals will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins bunts in front of the plate. Simmons scoops up the ball and tags Jenkins for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday bunts towards the mound. Wise fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 0 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bork hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bork for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Fanzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 0 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0 for 1 in the game. Wise strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sizemore. The throw from Rudolph and he is safe. Sizemore steals second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bork takes first base on ball 4. Cleo James pinch runs for Pat Bork. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. James goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Fanzone hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudolph strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing first base. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rudolph fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarver fields the ball and throws to Wise covering. Safe. Beckert moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman fields the ball and throws to Jenkins covering. Safe. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to second. One out. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0 for 2 in the game. Wise hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock is walked intentionally. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Brock moves to third. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 3 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Wright's now playing third base. Joe Torre now playing first base. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Fanzone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Fanzone reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo pinch hits for Ken Rudolph. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fanzone moves to third. Two outs. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fanzone scores. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing center field. Jack Aker now pitching. Randy Hundley now catching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-3 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-3 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Cruz pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tyson pinch hits for Rick Wise. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson bunts towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock is walked intentionally. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Cruz moves to third. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals too. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Tyson now playing shortstop. Diego Segui now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fanzone. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Sizemore applying the tag. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-4 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carbo moves to second. Luis Melendez pinch hits for Diego Segui. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carbo scores. Dwyer moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.